Many job seekers become frustrated and angry because they believe employers should take a chance on hiring them. Most job seekers fail, or refuse, to grasp that hiring is a critical business decision involving an investment of their time, money, and trust. The stakes are high. Great hires can propel a team forward, while bad hires can create setbacks, disrupt a company's culture, and waste resources. When a hiring manager assesses a candidate, they're not just asking, "Can this person do the job?" They're also asking, "Will this person stick around? Will they be manageable? Will they fit into the current team and culture? Will I regret hiring this person 6 months from now?" A common phrase among job seekers is, "Give people a chance." Expecting employers to take a chance on you and blaming them when they don't displays a sense of entitlement. Employers aren't in the business of giving chances. Business survival requires being risk-averse. Minimizing hiring risks is in a business's best interest. In this respect, it's the job seeker's responsibility to demonstrate why the reward of hiring them outweighs the risk. The job market is a battlefield where there are many job seekers who, admittedly, out of desperation, are, to put it mildly, not playing fair. An employer's hiring decision isn't merely about filling a vacancy. The person hired will, to some extent, affect their bottom line, team chemistry, and long-term goals. I've seen, as you likely have, how hiring the wrong person can lead to productivity losses, decreased morale, and budget wasting. You can't fault employers for selecting employees cautiously. You would, too, if you owned the business. On the other hand, employers can be regarded as givers of low-risk chances. No matter how much due diligence an employer does to mitigate hiring risks, they're still taking a chance, a risk, on the candidate who they deem to be the most qualified, will deliver the results the business needs, and will fit their culture. Despite employers designing their hiring process in ways they believe will mitigate hiring risks, hiring people doesn't come with any guarantees. The best an employer can do is hire the candidate they believe poses the lowest hiring risk. Most job seekers focus on demonstrating their skills and experience but fail to consider how they might appear as a hiring risk, such as being underqualified or overqualified, posting negative comments on social media, exhibiting a sense of entitlement, having a lengthy employment gap, holding several short-term jobs. Applying for a job involves being compared to everyone else who applied. Put yourself in the employer's shoes. If you received over 500 applications for a sales director role, whom would you find less risky? Candidate A has had 4 jobs in 7 years. Candidate B has been at their current job for 14 years. Candidate A has a complete LinkedIn profile, profile picture, banner, completed sections, showing the measurable value they've brought to previous employers. Candidate B has an incomplete LinkedIn profile. Candidate A was referred by an employee. Candidate B applied online. Candidate A includes a compelling cover letter. Candidate B doesn't include a cover letter. It's the job seeker's responsibility to prove that they're worth taking a hiring risk on. You should approach your job search strategically, showing that you are not just another candidate, but one who can add measurable value to the business, such as increasing revenue, reducing costs, or solving problems. With so many qualified job seekers in the job market, why would an employer opt for a candidate with perceived risks? If you believe employers should give you a chance, you're setting yourself up for disappointment, leading to frustration and anger. Instead, flip the script and show employers that you're a low-risk hire who will add value to their business. Here's how. Build a strong resume and LinkedIn profile. Numbers are the language of business, speak it. Use numbers to demonstrate your past successes and value. Employers hire results, not unsubstantiated opinions. Leverage networking. A warm introduction will significantly reduce the perceived risks of hiring you. Contact people in your professional network who are connected to the employer you're applying to or may know someone connected to your targeted employer. It's a small world. Prepare for interviews. Don't just respond to questions. Prepare thoughtful questions for your interviewer, thus showing enthusiasm and engagement. Follow up. Few job seekers send thank you notes after interviews. Therefore, doing so sets you apart. A thank you note shows initiative, reiterates your interest, and, most importantly, gives you an opportunity to address any concerns raised during the interview. As for cultural fit, I believe in being yourself and letting the chips fall where they fall. Don't contort yourself, as self-proclaimed career coaches advise job seekers to try to fit in. If the employer doesn't see you as a fit, why would you want to join? Employers don't owe you a chance. They owe their business and existing employees the lowest hiring risk they can find. It's on you to show employers that hiring you is a low-risk decision they won't regret making. Nick Kosovan, a well-seasoned corporate veteran, offers unsweetened job search advice. Send Nick your job search questions by email.